Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, the question came up this week. Is a ceasefire in the Ukraine a bullish catalyst for the market? Lots going on this week in the market, and I'm going to answer that question. No, it's not. We just saw the Russians start to pull out around Chernobyl. We saw Ukraine hit a oil refinery in Russia just last night. So a lot's going on over there. It's not over yet. But I'm going to say no, it's not a game changer, and here's why. First, the conflict has gone on way too long, and the surge in commodity prices will not be reversed due to the ceasefire. Consider this. February 1st, oil was at $84 a barrel. Now, $104. Corn, $6.25. Now, $7.44. Wheat, $7.80. Now, $10.40. And this one, natural gas, was $4 per cubic foot. Now it's $5.25. So commodities will decline on peace, but those markets won't likely return to pre-market prices, pre-war prices, for some time. Second, to the point, the conflict has gone on so long that sanctions will remain in place for months and probably quarters to come. So some might be relaxed on a ceasefire, but I don't think it's going to be all over as far as those punishments go. So there's going to be additional disruptions to the global economy and global supply chains, and that'll just make slower markets overall. And you have to remember this, that Russia is the 12th largest economy in the world, and it's essentially been canceled by the private corporations. And they're not going to go back anytime soon, obviously, because they're kind of worried about what just happened. So that's going to impact earnings somewhat. And again, that's not going to be good for the market. So the last one you have to think about is none of this conflict is impacting the major issues for U.S. markets, which is the Fed. The Fed has continued to become more hawkish throughout 22, and we've seen the market's now expecting a 200 basis point, 2% rise in rates this year, and that's causing inversions. Now, I'm going to get to that in a minute because I've been talking about that a lot, but I just want to be clear. The bottom line here is that a ceasefire and even a lasting peace in Ukraine, I don't think will be a bullish game changer for the market and push the S&P through 4,600. Let me be clear about that. All right. Next, the economy. How about the economy in the U.S.? I got several calls this week. Is it over? Are we going into a recession? And there's reasons for that. You heard a lot of news this week about inversion, 10-2. We'll talk about that in a minute. But are we going into a recession? First of all, the jobs report that just came out was a little too hot, in my opinion. What does that mean? Well, first of all, we had the unemployment rate fall to 3.6%. That's very low, which is good. We also had the wages year over year increase by 5.6%. That's pretty strong. It means people are earning more money. This is a signal of inflation, obviously. And so I am going to say this morning that I believe the Fed on May 15th will raise rates 50 basis points. You know, they just raised a quarter, but I think they're going to go again, and I think they're going to go at 50 instead of 25, and that's been sort of a speculation. But I'm going to call that this morning. Let's talk about inflation. Well, you got to look at the core PCE index. That's what the measure of inflation that the Fed looks at. And right now it came in at 5.4%. This is still the highest level we've seen since 1983. Think back to 1983. What was going on? Super high interest rates, super high inflation, oil embargoes. Remember all that? So we're seeing some of that right now. But the bottom line is the personal income and the outlays report confirm that the economy is pretty strong. There's still some cracks that are emerging, But I think overall, the economy is still looking pretty good. Now, let's get to the 10-2 inversion, because this was a lot of discussion this week. Because typically, as you know, students of my show know that I say the 10-2, when it inverts, it's a yellow flag for equity investors. But it's just one data point. I want to be clear about that this morning, because a lot of you are asking questions, and I want to be clear. So when you listen to this, you understand what I'm saying about the portfolios overall, okay? I'm saying right now the bond market is signaling caution. There's a difference between caution and red lights, red flags, okay? We're not seeing red flags. We're seeing yellow flags. For those of you who drive around the track, you know what a yellow flag means. It means you can keep driving. Just be cautious, because there may be something, especially if it's a waving yellow flag of an accident around the corner. But a red flag means stop. It doesn't mean you can keep going. So right now I'm saying yellow flag. Now, this is the first time we've seen this past week since 2019. And while historically the indicator is reliable when the inversion lasts for at least a month, underline that, a month, write that down, 30 days. We need to see the inversion for 30 days. And here's the and. I need to see other parts of the curve also invert. And you may say, like, what? Well, what, Dave? You've been talking about this 10-2 forever. What else are you looking at? Well, we look at the three-month yield on treasuries as well. The reason I do that is the three-month yield follows the Fed fund policy rate, okay? I'm trying to make this clear, so I'm trying right now. Right now, it's only 35 basis points. The Fed policy rate right now is 0.35%, way less than half of 1%, because they just started raising. The two-year treasury right now, which tracks what the market thinks the Fed's going to be at in 2 years from now, okay, that's at a 2.46%. So yes, it's inverted, because the 10-year closed at 2.37. So we're seeing an inversion now. The 2-year is paying you more than the 10-year. But unless certain things happen, I'm not yet getting concerned, okay? I want to be clear about that this morning. Also, I went back and looked at historicals. Check this out. It typically takes 15 months on average for a recession to arrive after the 10-year two inverted. Okay, so just, again, mentally think about that. It's 15 months from this past week on average for us to go into a recession. So I'm going to call this morning, I'm going to say we're not going to have a recession in 22. I know that may be controversial, but you heard it from me. Okay? That's what I'm saying right now. And markets have rallied above 7% on average during these same periods of time. Let me tell you the research. 1978. Remember 1978? Recession started 17.5 months after the inversion. 1988, remember that? That's when I first started getting involved in stocks. I'll never forget, I called my broker at Bear Stearns in San Francisco and I bought some, gosh, I remember, OxyPet or something crazy, maybe Sun Microsystems. I don't remember. I remember I bought the stock because I heard about it from a friend at college, and I went and bought the stock, and next thing I know, I lost half my money, and I thought, wow, it's not the way to go, right? 1988, recession started 19.6 months after the inversion. 2000, I remember that really well. That was a long one. 14 months after the inversion. 2006, think about that time. 23 months. And get this one. 2019, it was 6.3 months till we saw the recession. But what drove the recession then? It was the pandemic. And that came out of nowhere. So I'll argue that that really wasn't a recession. It was more of a flash recession in terms of the longevity of recessions and time to work our way out of it. So just think about that. Think about all that as you digest the 10-2 inversion and your friends say, oh, God, we're going to recession. Are we really? The U.S. economy right now is strong, as I said. Real GDP is good. I see it growing. So how do you position your money? That's what you want to know right now. I know. Because we're not heading into a recession in 22, I see modest gains in stocks over the next 12 months. You're going to keep seeing the volatility. I've been saying this since last December. Go back and listen to my podcast on the market segment. I've said it's going to be elevated this year, and it's going to remain. And I think we could have 1 to 3, you heard me right, 1 to 3 corrections during this time. That's normal. It's normal. So what you need to do is you need to look at U.S. large caps that focus on quality. You want value. You want cyclicals. You want large cap growth and technology stocks that are large when they present opportunities, because there's opportunities out there. You want to be diversified. It's critical during these type of environments. And globally, you need to have exposure to developed, international, and emerging. Those opportunities are starting to present themselves, because when Russia-Ukraine does end, those markets should do well, because China continues to support their economy with their black box approaches. Finally, bonds. Let's deal with that right now, because I know a lot of you are saying, bonds are down, Dave. What should we do with our bonds? Well, listen to this. This is what the research shows. I believe fixed income is a valuable part in your portfolio right now. Why? Because the bonds have priced in the aggressive Fed. It's in there right now. So you jumping out is the exact same thing you do when your stocks drop big time and you get scared. History. You remember history? It shows that when investment-grade bonds underperform to the magnitude we've just seen, the next 12 months have typically seen better performance, and these bonds will help you during the market volatility that I just talked about, because it's coming. Okay? Fair enough. Are we all good? Next week, consumer credit, factory orders. Pay attention to those.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.